Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Memories all alone.
High noon in the District of Columbia. Game's about to tip off. We're about 10 minutes away. Or is that? That's women's. Okay.
That's women.
Yeah, that got me
Ooh,
too, B.
She's shooting the thing.
They be getting us.
No, but it was getting me up here because I kept seeing scores.
Chris Knocke, Maryland basketball, going to join us in just a moment. But we're going to start giving away some Nats tickets. Opening day less than a week out. Caller number 9 right now, 800-636-1067. You win opening day tickets to the Nats Thursday, March 27th against Philly. The first 20,000 fans get an opening day T-shirt. For the complete Nats schedule and tickets, visit thefandc.com. Also, listen to Grant and Danny today at 4 o'clock for another shot to win. You can win Nats opening day tickets on the Junks at 8, us at noon, G&D at 4. Right now, we're going to the Rude Guest Hotline. And we're going to talk to our friend Chris Knocke. Chris, what's up, man? How's Seattle treating you?
Well, it's not raining. So that in and of itself is positive. It's been 2 days of dreary weather, but it's game day today, man. Let's go.
Well, here's
fired up, Chris?
Are you fired up?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, we've been waiting on this game for a while. And there have been some distractions, and you got to, you know, ultimately, they throw the ball up, you play 40 minutes, and see who's best.
So I made a promise to be Mitch. I don't know that you listened to our show, Knocke. I may have started the show screaming about some things.
He's a little upset.
But I promised B that I'm not going to talk to you about that because it's game day, and we're locked in, damn it.
And as you start looking forward towards the game, Chris, you know, you mentioned there's some distractions. As a coach, how do you keep your guys focused on the main thing?
You know, I think that job started months ago when you started practice and you preach things like this on focusing on the next game, the next play, you know, and you can't let the clutter and the noise ever get to you. And further, Brian, these guys, and this isn't particular to Maryland, these guys are all rentals now. It's a little bit different when you got guys, you know, 3 or 4 years who were in the fabric of your university and your program. For better or for worse, these guys, not just in College Park, they're rentals and they're playing for contracts. You know, they're playing for money for next year. And I hope that these guys stick around. You know, you hope that's the case. But I honestly think that you get used to tuning out the noise, whether it's social media stuff or what have you. And in this day and age, you just have to be able to do that.
That's such a good point, Knocke, because at some point we almost need to adjust how we even describe it. Like, these dudes are getting paid to play a sport. Like, they're kind of already professional athletes. Yeah. And the assumptions of what professional athletes, you got to be able to block out the noise.
Yeah.
So these college kids, hey, man, this is the world you wanted. You're getting paid.
Yeah, but they
block it out.
They still are a little mentally not there, like some of these professional dudes are.
Yeah.
So that's where the coach comes in a little bit extra.
Yeah, maybe so. But these guys are – there's a lot on the line for them in a lot of ways. They've had a really good year. I think they really want to keep it going. There's a nice chemistry. And, you know, you hope they're able to block out the noise. I guess we're going to find out here in a couple of short hours.
Yeah.
Definitely. I think Maryland tends to come out firing, and I think that's what we see. Naki, are you – I feel like there's almost an elephant in the room with – we talk about, oh, man, all their losses are so close. Like, it's unbelievable, the bad luck. Do you think there's a little inability to close out games? Because all the losses are really close, and they don't lose much. But when they do, it's at the buzzer. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but, you know, one of the things that people don't talk about, too, are the wins they've been able to grind out, you know, which effectively – sort of counter that argument, JP, where they're, you know, whether it's winning at home against a Wisconsin team where you're down 5 with 10 minutes to play, or closing out Rutgers when it's a 3-point game with 4 minutes to play. So they've been able to grind out games. I mean, honestly, they were beaten by 3 prayers this year. And, you know, it happens sometimes, but I think that they, particularly on the road, you know, they were pretty steely-eyed, you know, and they were able to close out games, even, you know, the really close games on the road. I'm really not concerned about that part of it.
All right, I like to hear that. We're talking with our friend Chris Naki. You can give him a follow on X at XCoachNaki, KNOCHE. Of course, you can listen to him today. All Terps Hoops are on Team 980. It'll be Naki and Johnny Holiday out in Seattle for this call. This is maybe just a personal thing, Naki. I am really happy that they are the early game in Seattle. They're probably the first game of the day out there, right? Rather than having to wait
around. Surprisingly, I would have thought that too, JP. I'm going to the Colorado State Memphis game as soon as I hang up with you.
So they're playing at 9 a.m.?
They played at 10:30 here.
10:30.
So 1:30 your time. But, yeah, it starts early. And – you know, I don't need to tell you guys this. TV just dictates everything, man. And
sure.
I, you know, you got to give these Colorado State guys and Memphis guys credit because, you know, they've come a long way to play a 10:30 a.m. game.
Wow. Damn. All right. So Maryland's the second game, even though it's a 1:30 local tip or whatever.
Yeah.
Let's start with what's always most important. How healthy are the Terps? Seems like everybody's good, right? Ready to rock?
Yeah, I mean, knock on wood, they did get, you know, one of the small silver linings of the Big Ten tournament is one of their, I think, more important subs, Tafara Gapare, looks to be completely healthy after dealing with illness and injury for about a month during the course of the season. He's going to help them on the front line, provide a little depth on that front line. So, yeah, everybody's healthy. They seem to be in a good place, you know. I haven't spent a lot of time with them since we landed here, but I visited with a few in the lobby and, yeah, I mean, I think they're all excited about tipping off and excited about the draw. And you, I don't think anybody was excited about flying 6 hours to play. But you know, it's first world problems, man. You're gonna have travel problems wherever you go. Just got to go play.
Yeah, that flight sucks, though, man. I flew out there, I don't know, last year or something. So we got a healthy bunch. All the talk of Derek Queen. He's so young that we kind of forget that. How ready do you think he is for this stage?
Well, I mean, I think all you had to have to do is look at what he did in the Big Ten tournament. You know, in the game against Michigan, the last game that the Terps lost at the buzzer, you know, he single-handedly turned that game around. He had 31 points, and, you know, they're down 15 in the second half and on complete life support. And, you know, he was the guy. And, he'll be the guy. One of the things, and I'm going to knock on wood here too, because one of the real improvements in his game is that he's been able to stay in the game. Foul trouble has not been an issue. You know, he's learned to navigate his way around the hoop on both ends without, you know, without fouling. And if he's able to play 28 or 30 minutes, this team is, you know, they're hard to beat because the compliments they have on the outside, the perimeter guys have been very, very good this year.
Is the depth of this team good enough to make a run?
Well, that's kind of the million-dollar question. But, you know, I think one of the things you have to take into consideration of the length of these games be where, you know, the CBS timeouts, the NCAA tournament timeouts are 3 minutes. In addition, you have these incredibly long replay reviews where the refs go and do that BS where they look at something for 6 minutes in 12 different ways. And so you got all these stoppages in the game. I think the starters are more than capable of playing 32, 34 minutes. They do need some guys to step up and play well, not necessarily score, just play well off the bench. And that would go a long way to ensuring a run here for sure.
For sure. What do we know about Grand Canyon?
You know, people always ask me, isn't that a commuter school or a religious school?
And determined it's a fake college, if that helps.
Well, you know what? I know they have a huge online presence. It's a large, large university. They have, you know, a lot of kids go to school down there in Arizona, and they've had a very good basketball program. The last 5 or 6 years, they've been legit. Bryce Drew, who's kind of a name brand for March Madness fans, is their coach, and they've got a bunch of guys who won a game in the tournament last year. They're going to be good. They'll come out and be completely unafraid. They got something to prove. So I expect that they're going to give the Terps their best shot. Now, where they really live and die is they create a lot of turnovers and turn those into points. And Maryland's been pretty stingy with the basketball. Turnovers really have not been an issue over the course of the last couple of months for them. So that's kind of the interesting part of this game to watch, I think, is can Grand Canyon turn Maryland over?
Do they pressure? Because I think that game against Michigan State, I was concerned about that before the game. They were putting pressure on them. They got some turnovers on Maryland in that game. If Grand Canyon is the type of team that presses a lot,
I think both teams are going to pressure some. I think that Maryland really has had a good year playing full court, and I think you're going to see it on both ends. Now, some of that may be for tempo purposes, not necessarily to steal the ball, but I think that you're going to see a 94-foot game here for sure.
Gotcha. How are we feeling today, Naki? I want to feel good, but I'm a Terp fan, man. I'm nervous to feel good.
Yeah, I think a lot of Maryland fans feel that way, JP, but I got to tell you, this is my 26th year of doing this. This team is just different, and I just felt different walking into, like, Penn State, where we just haven't won in forever. Walking in there, you felt like this is a different team, different makeup, different guys. Same thing about the Big Ten. I know we didn't win the Big Ten tournament, but we played our asses off up there for the most part, and there were a lot of really positive things to take out of that, and I feel the same way coming here to Seattle and with this group. I think there's a lot of confidence, some swagger, and a little humility as well. That's a good combination.
There you go. Having good guards in the tournament is is what matters most, perhaps. And I think
it's everything. It's everything,
yeah.
For sure.
And,
yeah.
And I love their guards. I love Gillespie.
Oh, yeah, he's had a great year. I was surprised he was only third team, all Big Ten. But then again, we're off the beaten path in the Big Ten. We're not going to get the love that a Purdue guard gets or a Michigan or Michigan State guard gets. So third team is actually pretty good for Kobe. He had a really great year, and he's a critical part of this game and a possible run, I think, as well. It is a guards game.
It is definitely a guards game. So you're going to go watch Memphis, Colorado State. Dude.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's a mutual friend for all of us, Steve Sands, Colorado State Rams. I watched them in whatever conference they're in, conference championship. They can shoot. They can play, man. That's a dangerous 12 seed.
Yeah, well, they're very good. Their coach has one foot out the door. He's expected to take the Minnesota job the minute
Colorado
State. Well,
let's hope he's the only one today that has one foot out the door.
Well, you know what? I mean, but that's across the board. I think that within the next 2 weeks,
I promise I wasn't going to bring it up. Naki brought it up.
I think there'll be a lot of guys moving over the course of the next 2 weeks. I just hope it isn't somebody in College Park.
Yeah, you and I both. You
Naki,
know what?
How
we
is
will
your
persevere
going,
regardless.
Yeah, what'd you say, Dick?
How's your bracket? Is it holding up?
No, not really, but I didn't expect it would. You know, I guessed right on Drake. You know, I did not have McNeese, although I knew Clemson was very vulnerable. I wish I'd just gone against every ACC school except Duke. You know, I mean, predictably, it was an awful year for that league, and I expect Carolina will go down, and Duke will be the only one remaining there, too.
Hey, Chris, because it became such a national story, what did you think of the Heels getting in?
It's kind of reeked of old boys being old boys, you know.
100%.
And I also don't buy the crap about the chairman of the committee was outside the room when they discussed it.
I'm with you, Chris.
Just don't blow smoke up. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Chris, I said he's the chairman. Just because he leaves out the room, you don't think he has influence over the other people? I mean, what the hell?
Yeah, I'm going to leave my phone right here, and I'm going to listen to what you MFers say when I walk out this room, you know?
Yeah, y'all better look, make sure I'm happy when I come back in here.
Exactly. And you guys will all get that baby blue quarter zip in the mail, you know?
Right, right. Talking with our friend Chris Nocke here on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can follow Chris at XCoach Nocke, KNOCHE. You can listen to Chris and Johnny Holiday on the call this afternoon. It's going to be a fun day. I'm really excited. I'm going to try to control myself. I don't know that I'll really be able to, frankly. How do you feel about – B and I had this conversation last week before the Big Ten tournament. And the question was, would you rather a Big Ten tournament title or a Sweet 16 appearance? And my answer was a Sweet 16. Because if the Maryland program can get to next week and perhaps – some of the drama will be gone by then once one dude moves to Dallas. Good luck. Keep the oil prices high, whatever. But next week, we then get a full week of Maryland being one of 16 teams that the entire country's talking about. And I just think that has such great value. But then as Maryland got close to the Big Ten title, I was kind of thinking otherwise. How do you feel about Maryland getting in next weekend?
So, yeah, I feel positive about it. I like this team, like I said. But to answer your question, there's not really a right answer, I guess, JP. I suppose you're right about the exposure and about the notoriety that you get, you know, by being one of 16 teams remaining. And you get all those 3-4 days of hype. But I will tell you this about regarding a Big Ten championship. A championship of any kind is worth something intrinsically that you just can't put a price on. I mean, I remember being the ACC tournament champions in 2004.
The Gilchrist year.
I mean, that was just such an incredible accomplishment, the three games in 3 days. And I'm sure I would have felt similarly had we done it in Indianapolis. Didn't happen, so it becomes kind of a moot point. But there's something about winning a championship, no matter where it is or how you did it, that's really, really special.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Hearing you say that and then thinking about how I felt watching that 04 run, I wonder if I was – and this just shows my age and whatever else it shows. If that question was ACC title or Sweet 16, I would have said ACC title in a second. Now I just need to recalibrate my – my brain. And
I told him winning the championship is winning the championship.
Yeah, it's legit. And by the way, on that point – when you watch the selection show, you know, when you look at the teams that have at-large bids, like, you know, Maryland, for instance, and they know they're going to get into the tournament. The selection show is, it's not ho-hum, but it's just sort of a matter of where are we going, you know? Then look at the teams that had to play their way in and had to win 3 games in 3 days or 4 games in 4 days. That hits different. You know, when you balled out and you accomplished that to get yourself into the tournament, that's when you get that feeling like, man, we just did it. And I just think it hits different when you qualify like that. But that's just me. I mean, I just think there's something about a championship that's really, really special.
Man, people our age think the same way, Chris.
Well, Nocke, how about this? There's still a championship that could be won. Let's go get it. Nocke, enjoy Seattle. I hope it stays dry. Thank you for making time for us, bro.
Appreciate you, Chris.
Anytime, fellas. Talk soon.
All right, brother. Take care, man.
Chris Nocke.
He about to go watch a game.
I know. Chris, I can't believe that. 9:30 in the morning. Chris Nocke, Maryland radio broadcast. You can listen to those guys. Terps are on. Is it 4 or 4:30? Anybody know? Maryland's on this afternoon, and you can listen to 4:35. Okay. You can listen to it on the Team 980. Johnny and Chris, they do a great job. It's a great broadcast. Been a great broadcast for years. I love those dudes. I appreciate Chris making time for us. It is March Madness, folks. This is the time of year. We got our first game. Baylor and Mississippi State have tipped off. Bulldogs versus Bears. Whoever it is you're looking for, whoever you think is cutting down the nets this March, get in on all the tournament action at ESPN Bet Sportsbook. Whatever you're looking for today. You like Robert Morris getting a lot of points against Bama? What about Lipscomb, baby? Lipscomb's getting 14.5. Iowa State Cyclones might be without their best player. I kind of like Colorado State. They are favored over Memphis. And then if you want to bet on my Turtles, man, it's a big number, 10.5. It makes me nervous to lay that many points, but they're really good. You got a one seed playing today, Norfolk State, kind of local, plus 28.5. That's a big number. I'm kind of tempted by that. Whatever it is you're looking for, whatever the action, UConn, Oklahoma's a good game. Whatever it is, you can get it on the ESPN Bet Sportsbook. Mitch Tischler swears that Bryant University is going to win tonight. If you want Bryant on the money line, you're getting plus $1,000, depending where you're shot. I mean, that is crazy, man. Maybe you throw $20 on Bryant, see what happens. Whatever it is, if you bet $20 on the team you think wins it all, and they do, you'll win a share of $2 million in bonus bets. Plus, you receive $10 in bonus bets for every win your team has in the tournament. Download the ESPN Bet Sportsbook app to get started today. Make sure you check out all the Virginia and Maryland rules. You must be 21+. Odds are subject to change. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
tackles.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Big boss in the building. Better tighten up this ship, boys. It's one thing when the cluster buster rolls in, but when the big boss shows
big
up.
Big boss.
Hell, I'm sitting up straight. Brackets, games are off. We're off and running. Baylor's down 3 to Mississippi State. What's coming on bottom left, Toby?
We should be getting Alabama tipping off here soon against 15 seed Robert
Tide. Hall. All right. Toby is here. Who is leading the B. Mitchell Finley private
Landfill
bracket
right now?
Not me. I know that.
I'm not true, Toby.
Landfill is leading with 12 points.
You may still be around, Toby.
We now have Toby's bracket if everybody's ready.
I think you'd be tied first.
I mean, there's an X already in the Final Four, so that's not good.
Hey.
All right. Toby had Auburn correct. He had Louisville, loser. Michigan and A&M, winners. He got all four out of the West last night correct. Drake, Texas Tech, Arkansas, and the Johnny, St. John's. He was on the Richmond Hipsters of VCU. Had them in the Sweet 16, B.
Tough.
He did have Scotty correct. Then in the Midwest region, he had Houston, Gonzaga, Clemson, Purdue. 3 of 4 correct. Then Toby is just so aggressive, so egregious, so cocky, I would say.
Sure.
Toby thought he was so good, he didn't even make a pick for UCLA, Utah State.
Yeah.
I mean, jeez, the confidence in this man.
But he's tied for first.
And then he had Tennessee. Now, Toby did have Clemson going all the way to the Final Four.
Yeah, that's tough.
Well, that's going to catch you late on. But Toby is 12-4 right now.
Is he? Okay, congratulations.
I appreciate it.
What the hell happened with UCLA, Utah State?
Yeah, I completely forgot. I picked.
Like, how do you just go over it?
I swear I double checked it.
And he would have picked Utah State.
Yeah, so I would have
lost anyway.
We're good.
The Fighting Chris Cooley.
Yeah, I was going to be wrong regardless. So either way, my buddy's a UCLA fan. I was going to pick against him. But yeah, I don't know how. I double checked everything and still somehow missed it. But losing Clemson on day one to McNeese, I should have known better. I covered the ACC all year, B. Mitch. And
they scored 13 points.
They weren't good. I don't know why I picked
them. Was god awful.
I know. I don't know what I was doing. I don't know what I was doing.
They scored 13 points in a whole half.
That's not good. Embarrassing, frankly. It's just crazy to see how bad the ACC was this season. JP, they didn't have a single ranked versus ranked game until the ACC tournament.
But they're going to be bailed out because I think Carolina gets to the Sweet 16.
I think so, too.
And then I think the Dukies could win it all. So, congratulations, Toby. You are currently tied for first place with Landfill. However, you're the only dude here who has lost a Final Four team.
Yeah, it's not going to be good. It's
all
not
right.
going to be good.
The legendary, incredibly cocky Toby Altizer. Bobby Aji, the celebrity, has joined us. Biagi, we're going through brackets, dog.
Whoa.
All right. Biagi,
it's a good time for me to show up, I guess.
Biagi in the South region, 3 of 4. Only got Louisville wrong. Nailed all four in the West. Drake, Texas Tech, Arkansas, St. John's. He had both BYU and Scotty.
9-1.
Now we go to the Midwest where Biagi had Houston correct, Gonzaga correct. He also fell into the Clemson trap.
12-2.
You and Chris Molitor in Clemson. He also had Clemson in the Sweet 16. Yep. But he went. Biagi only got 2 incorrect. He had Purdue. He, unlike Toby.
14-2.
Unlike Toby, Biagi was smart enough to make a pick in UCLA, Utah State. Biagi, you're the new leader in the clubhouse,
14-2, B.
Well, what an honor. What an honor.
It pays nothing. You got to get to the finish line in this race.
I understand that. A lot of studying.
You sure the hell studied.
That is a hell of a bracket, Bob.
That is a hell of a lucky bracket.
Landfill, he knocked you off, man.
Landfill, what do you think of that? You are now in second place.
Bummer.
come on, Landfill.
Now, Biagi's Final Four is Sparty, Gators, Duke, Gonzaga. He's got the Gators winning it all. So very much alive for Bob Biagi.
All right.
Let's get Heavy Metal Chris. Put some cans on here, buddy. We already did yours, didn't we?
We did Chris's.
Okay,
already.
We did Chris's. Somebody text Matt Valdez. See if he's here. Tischler, get some cans on. We'll do yours. All right, I got Mitch here. Here, put those on. Mitch's bracket. Here we go. I see a lot of red, B. Mitch had.
I see a lot of green, too.
Mitch had Auburn and Creighton. You start 2-0, big man. Congratulations.
Wonderful.
Then you had UCSD and Yale.
2-2.
Neither of which won. You had UCSD into the Sweet 16.
Well, when you miss both of them, it doesn't matter who you have in the Sweet 16 because neither of them get getting there.
It's a good point. It's a good point. You had Mizzou beating Drake. That's a loser. Then you had Texas Tech, Arkansas, and St. John's. Now, I got to be honest, B, I'm a little surprised you tolerated this handwriting.
It's atrocious.
I mean, what is that?
First of all, I didn't have to look at the handwriting.
That's true.
You just give me a bracket if it's filled. I don't care.
You let Toby's in not filled?
Yeah.
And you let Biagi put in a printed out one.
Lanville also printed his out.
Yeah, they were a little neat.
What word are you looking for?
I assume you wrote ARC.
Yeah, ARC.
To me, doesn't that look like ANU? A-N-U?
I don't know what the hell that looks like.
I'll put it on the screen.
Like B.
It says ARC. Ish.
ARC-ish.
All right, so on the left side of the bracket, Big Man is 2-3-4,
bro.
5-3.
3-5. 5-3.
For once, I was right.
Yeah.
About damn time.
All right. Now we go to the right side of the bracket in the East region. Big Man got them both, BYU and Wisconsin. And then in the Midwest, Houston, the only loss is Georgia. You had McNeese, you had Perdomo, you had UCLA, and you had Tennessee. Unlike the incredibly cocky Toby Altizer, you decided to make a pick in the UCLA.
You tied with Lanfield 12-4.
All right. I feel
so
good about that.
So you are now, you, Toby, and Lanfield are all tied in second place.
That's great company. Love those guys.
You have only lost one Sweet 16 team. Your Final Four completely alive.
You know the big one today?
Bryant.
It's either the last game or second to last game of the night.
How much money do you currently have on Bryant?
That's
three figures or four?
Not four. Come on.
How much money will you have by the time that game tips off?
Let's see how today goes. there could be a lot of things go as well as I hope.
I've also learned this, and obviously there's a lot of sub factors. I think me and Mitch have the exact same Final Four and winner. So if I'm trailing you now, I don't know that I could possibly catch you.
You got all the Sweet 16 and Elite 8 to catch up. Do you have Auburn-Houston in the final?
Yeah. Auburn also looks like junk, White Brian, for the record. Are you worried about your boys?
Listen, there's never been a number one overall seed that lost three of the last four games going into the tournament.
Ooh, those are fighting words to White Brian. What say you, sir?
War Eagle.
Oh. War Eagle.
War Eagle.
I'm just spitting facts. I'm not taking any shots at Auburn. It just is what it is.
All right. Forget the last four. They didn't look very good yesterday, White Brian.
They didn't look good for the first half.
All right. They did look better in the second half, though.
I didn't have it. I didn't even recognize it as the game was going, but they hit that shot with, 3 seconds left in the first half to cover the first half spread. People were going nuts.
I want to figure out who's in last place. No, I can't. I think I might have found it, just based on the red.
You got Roosters in there?
Roosters didn't get in.
Yeah, but I imagine if he was, he'd be in last.
I don't know that this is last place, but I think it might be. Matt Valdez, Sports Junkies.
He's better than you.
Is he?
Yeah, it's 10-6. He's better than you.
What was I, 9?
9-7.
Damn.
Are you in last, JP?
I might
be.
Has there been to steal a word from you, woof. What did Bees do on his giant
We board? Were going to let Bees reveal himself Bees, okay, right, when right, he right. arrives.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I'm ready when he comes.
So Valdez, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. He has six.
Six. That's 9-6. No, 10-6.
All right.
The math isn't mathing this morning.
I'm still in last place currently.
Yes, you are.
Bees
is better than you, too.
Who's this?
I would hope so.
Mike Thomas from the Cannon Club.
You know what?
10-6.
Yeah, but he's lost a couple Sweet 16 teams there. Probably more than everyone else. So.
He has three Sweet 16 teams lost. I only lost one.
You lost two.
I lost one. Maybe
I thought
two.
You lost two.
I thought I only lost one. Greg Height.
Oh.
You lost two, dog.
Is there any chance that Bama isn't his national champion?
Greg is 12-4.
Yo, shout out to Greg. He's got the Terps in the final game, losing to the damn Dukies.
He's 12-4.
Wait, he didn't take Bama?
He doesn't even have Bama. He has Bama in the Elite Eight, losing to the Dukies. Tom Weingartner. Yo.
12-4.
12-4. A lot of these guys had a much better day than I did.
10-6.
All right, we already saw his.
Listen, one bad day, JP, just means you're due to be that hot, that much hotter today.
B.
It all evens out.
What are you going to do if you have to pay wild card Scotty?
I'll shoot myself.
That's kind of intense, but also very, very funny.
What does he have? He's
12-4.
12-4.
All right, we got games tipping off. And at 1 o'clock, we're going to open these phone lines up. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. 1 o'clock, Time for Ask B. Mitch Anything.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We're live, MGM National Harbor, Tap Sports Bar. If you're looking for a place to watch games, come through. We're going to be hanging, then Grant and Danny start after us.
Yeah.
Toby's already here. I've not seen Danny yet, but I imagine he'll get here soon.
Yep.
Got hoops on. Bama and Robert Morris is tipped off. Bama's got a 5-2 lead. I assume that's Bama in white, right, B?
Yeah, got to be, got to be.
But it's weird when the other team's wearing red and it's Bama.
Yeah.
One of the dumbest questions I've heard was Mitch Tischler ordered one of those gigantic towers of beer.
Yeah.
And Jeff was like, man, do you think you could drink all that?
Yes.
The answer is yes.
He put one little hand on it. It looks like it's a small.
I ordered chicken nuggets and I'm okay with that.
How many ounces is that?
Looks like 100 ounces.
100 ounces. Yeah, I've seen Mitch drink that much.
100 ounces quickly. Is what, 8 beers?
Right? Yeah,
right?
Basically.
Roughly?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, he's got it. Also pretty disappointed that you ordered boneless wings, man.
I ordered chicken nuggets. You can keep calling them boneless wings.
How do you feel about that?
Weird. Y'all friends, you know, you do weird stuff.
You're friends?
Yeah. What?
Damn. B just
yeah,
said,
that was the shade right there.
I'm saying you get chicken nuggets and he gets small burgers.
Yeah. Dog, a cheeseburger is different.
I don't split my steak with people when we go out to nice restaurants.
I love that. I love splitting a good steak.
And I like
to split a steak tonight, B?
No, you just cut that hamburger in half trying to get somebody to have it.
No, that's for me. I prefer to eat my burgers cut in half.
You also cut the crust off bite. Your PB&Js?
I don't mind it. I don't do it. I do it for my daughter.
Of course.
Weirdo.
All right, we're off and running with this NCAA tournament. In about 10 minutes, we're going to open these phone lines up, 800-636-1067. It is Ask B. Mitch Anything. If you want to ask me something, I know people were saying that earlier, you can ask me something too.
Yeah.
What's the first NCAA tournament you remember, B?
Oh, Lord.
Like a player or like for me, the first one I really remember.
I can't remember, but that's so long.
The first one I really remember was God, I'm blanking on his name. White kid at Duke that's from here. Danny Ferry.
All right.
Was, I think, Duke lost to Kansas. Was that the 89 Kansas team was Danny Manning? Right? I think that's the first one I remember.
I think that is that team.
And which is tough because I was especially as a young boy, I lived in D.C. and then I lived in North Carolina, and that's when those Georgetown and Carolina teams were great, and MJ and Ewing. I just don't remember any of that.
Mm-hmm.
But the first one I remember, I think, is Duke, Kansas, Danny Manning, and Danny Ferry. You don't remember your first one?
Nah, bro.
Like,
it's been so long ago, JP.
What's your – is there one March Madness moment you remember most? Not maybe the first, but like a buzzer beater that stuck with you or
that Christian Leitner shot, but I know you wouldn't like that one.
Nah.
That sticks with me the whole time.
Dude, the pass
to
on that
throw
play.
that length of the court, then him to turn around and just drop that thing, you know, that was spectacular.
That was spectacular.
That was kind of like Jaden scrambling around and hitting Noah Brown.
Landfill wants to know, did they even have the NCAA tournament when you were a kid?
I knew he was going to say something crazy. Landfill, yes, they had it.
I remember one.
The NCAA has been around for, 100 years or so, or maybe more?
Now, they used to only have, like, 8 teams in it, though.
It wasn't a lot of teams at first when I first started watching.
I mean, I knew they had colleges around when you were a kid. I just didn't know that they had college basketball.
One college they did not have until the mid-2000s was Baylor.
Left out of us like laughing at your joke, but that's funny as hell, though. He said, I knew they had colleges. Oh, man.
Dr. James Naismith Mitchell.
Yeah, we went to school together.
I remember this one very well. So this was 2016, I think, when Carolina hit what seemed like a buzzer beater to win. And then the Villanova kid, Chris Jenkins, who I think went to Gonzaga,
hit it
at the very end.
I remember that one.
Bro, I remember because Shelby.
He didn't look like a basketball player.
Nah.
He looked like he kind of looked like an out of shape football player.
He kind of looked like Jeff, honestly.
But dude, he can shoot though, now.
But dude, so Shelby, this was April of 16. She was born August of 15. So she's what, 9 months old? And I remember she was always a really good sleeper, but she couldn't sleep that night. So I was holding her in her room trying to rock her to sleep, and I had headphones
in. You almost dropped the baby.
Dude, I'm rocking her, trying to get her to sleep. And when Carolina scored, I was, like, prepared for that, so I kind of kept my rocking motion going. But when that Villanova kid hit the shot, I was like, ah! And I'm like, I didn't drop her. She never left my arm. But it was like a
you dicey. You woke her up?
Yeah, no. She
kept sleep?
But she wasn't. She was like that half asleep anyway. So it didn't help, but it didn't slow us down. Landville, do you love college basketball so much. Is there a NCAA tournament moment that you remember most of all?
Unfortunately, it's the Terps winning.
Yeah, buddy.
Unfortunately?
I remember that one very well. Why is that unfortunate?
Oh, it was
outside of just being a hater.
Yeah, I'm a hater. That's it.
That tracks, honestly. That all adds up. White Brian, what is it for you? Because that Auburn loss to UVA must have really been difficult.
Yeah, I don't like to remember that one, but I was in the building for Dunk City's upset of Georgetown, so that was pretty cool.
That's cool. Where was that? Why were you in the building?
Wells Fargo Center.
Where's that?
In Philly.
Philly? Oh, okay. That was not cool for the Hoyas, the Hoya fans that may be listening, but Dunk City was a wagon, dude. That team was good. Chris, you got a favorite NCAA tournament memory or just a most memorable one?
Yeah, I remember, the Leitner shot and the Weber timeout, but I think my favorite for, overall is probably that year Carmelo took Syracuse to the finals.
Yeah. That was a year after
Maryland. That was just such an amazing run to watch. I think they were a fifth seed take over the tournament. Everyone knew Carmelo Anthony's name after that tournament. It was so cool.
Hakeem Warwick was on that team. That was a good team. Who didn't they have a white boy point guard? That wasn't Dusseldorf or whatever, was it? He was years later, I think.
At this point, I don't even remember most of the rest of it. I just remember Carmelo just taking over.
What's yours, Jeffrey?
Heavy metal kind of – we on the same page. That was the first time, my uncle really, set me down. Was like, yo, we're going to watch this from start to finish, games, all that. Melo was hot, you know.
Jerry McNamara was the white dude I was thinking of.
Oh, I remember him.
Yeah.
It was just a crazy time, and that was like the real spark of March Madness for me.
So you didn't really remember the Terps run then, the year before?
No, I wasn't.
You're too young?
No, it's just when I was younger.
What year were you born?
94.
So you would have been 8? Yeah.
And my focus primarily when I was younger was on football.
Pro wrestling?
Wrestling, kind of got ruined for me, and that, like, it just it hurt my heart around that time. So, like,
wrestling just, did?
Yes.
Why?
When it went from WWF to WWE, that's when I found out that it was, like, fake, and that was, like, at the peak, and it really crushed me. So I just diverted all my attention.
You never thought, like, you hit a dude in the head, he don't really bleed, and he showed up the next day, and he had no bump on his head, that wasn't fake?
Coming-of-age story for Jeff Walker. How wrestling broke his heart. Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. You get to ask us questions. Maybe tell us your most memorable NCAA tournament.
Yeah, that would be good.
All right, phone lines are open.
I'll give it up to ask B-Mitch anything for tell us your best moment today.
B-Mitch says he's giving it up. Next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.